Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Depression Destroyer. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, bringing you another dose of daily hope and healing. Ever feel like your emotions are trapped in a pressure cooker? Like there's this big, swirling storm inside you, but you don't know how to let it out safely? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Bottling up our feelings is a common trap, especially in a world that often tells us to just keep calm and carry on. But here's the thing. Suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like trying to hide a leaky faucet, it just creates more mess eventually. Today, we're diving deep into creating a safe space for emotional expression. Because when we can freely acknowledge, process, and even celebrate our feelings, that's where true healing begins. It's about building an environment both within ourselves and in our relationships where vulnerability is welcomed, not feared. So, what does it really mean to create a safe space for emotional expression? Let's break it down. First things first. Self-compassion. Imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend going through a tough time. Instead of judging yourself for feeling too much, acknowledge that your emotions are valid and part of being human. Every single one of us experiences joy, sadness, anger, fear, the whole emotional spectrum. It's what makes us unique and complex. Second, active listening. When someone shares their feelings with you, resist the urge to jump in with solutions or advice unless they specifically ask. Instead, focus on truly hearing them. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and reflect back what you're hearing to show that you're present and engaged. Sometimes, just having someone listen without judgment is the most powerful gift we can give. Third, non-judgmental language. Think about the words you use when talking about emotions. Instead of saying things like you're being dramatic or just get over it, try phrases like that sounds really frustrating or I hear how much this hurts. Remember, language has power. Let's use it to create a space of empathy and understanding. 4. Setting boundaries. This is crucial, my friends. It's okay to say no to situations or conversations that feel draining or overwhelming. Protect your emotional well-being by prioritizing what brings you joy and peace. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. And finally, seeking support. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're struggling to create a safe space for yourself or in your relationships, consider reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and tools to navigate these challenges with more ease and grace. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a young woman named Maya. She's always felt this pressure to be perfect, never showing her vulnerability or expressing her true feelings for fear of judgment. This leads to bottled up emotions, anxiety, and even physical symptoms like headaches. One day, she attends a workshop on emotional intelligence where she learns about the importance of creating a safe space. She starts practicing self-compassion, actively listening to others, and setting healthy boundaries. Slowly but surely, Maya begins to feel lighter, more authentic, and deeply connected to herself and those around her. See? Creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a game changer. It empowers us to live with greater authenticity, connection, and ultimately joy. So, beautiful souls, I challenge you today. Take small steps towards building your own safe space. Start by acknowledging your feelings, practicing self-compassion, and listening without judgment. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and understanding, starting with yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful and leave a review if you enjoyed it. And as always, keep crushing it. Keep shining bright. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're in this together. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and keep embracing the messy, beautiful reality of being human.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.